Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, the world you grew up in is almost gone. And I think that's okay because malls are expensive and inconvenient, and the internet is now our third space. I bought a phone recently, it was $300 cheaper at Best Buy's website than at their store. I buy Lego pieces through Bricklink and get better deals than at the Lego store as well. I can find things on Amazon that I would never be able to find at my local retailers. Stop thinking about what we've lost and start thinking about what we gained. Moving on, here's your daily reminder to stop simping. Women expect you to have money, a car, and an apartment, and what do they bring to the table? A used up pussycat. That's what. Women feel that's enough though, because when they commit to a man, they see it as a sacrifice because they no longer have the opportunity to get smashed by other men, at least not out in the open. As they say, behind every successful man is indeed a woman, because women wouldn't date him if he was broke. Number three, looks like Australia is now learning about Indian scammers, as an Indian on a student visa is jailed there for a $200,000 real estate scam, defrauding a home buyer. Whenever I've logged into my brokerage account in Canada over the last 6 months or so, half of my front page is a warning about phishing scams. Now the temporary foreign workers and students have to go home, 2 million of them, they don't want to. And the only way to survive in Canada is through scamming. So this will get a lot worse. Up next, here are all the layoffs in the past year. Even Walmart and UPS, and we're being told that the economy isn't in a recession. Job security is an illusion unless, of course, you're willing to work for peanuts, and it's always been that way over the last few decades. A lot of these layoffs aren't even due to AI, as we're being told. AI is a code word for outsourcing jobs to India. Remember that all these companies are demanding more H-1B visas. Once you realize that there's no security in the economy, you start to see the world in terms of opportunity. Number five, here's where some of those jobs went. To illegals, and on top of that, they're costing US taxpayers $150 billion in the last year. No wonder Trump wants to deport them all. It saves the government a whole lot of money. The DHS says that 605,000 illegals were formerly deported, and somewhere between 2 to 2.5 million self-deported. But we simply don't know. Whatever the number is, it's going in the right direction. Hopefully this number starts falling soon. Moving on, is it true that DoorDash is an IQ test? Then if you're dumb enough to pay $27 for a cheeseburger instead of picking it up yourself for $6, you're a moron. It all depends on how much your time is worth. If you're making $100 an hour and it takes you 40 minutes to pick up that burger, then your time is worth $66. Also, don't forget the $6 burger, so for a total of $72. Not to mention the price of gas, wear and tear on your car, as well as the stress of driving. Weigh all the invisible costs too. Number 7 looks like the resemblance is uncanny. Billie Eilish is only 24, and she's already hit the wall. She looks like your average overweight woman in small-town America that has no way out. She could go undercover at a small country diner and no one would even recognize her. She's probably just upset in this photo because this is the guy waiting for her at the front gate. He just wants to have a word with her about getting his ancestral lands back from her. Up next, the UK Indians are selling their cow urine alongside food at their Asian grocery stores. I guarantee that they're also doing this in Canada, the United States, and probably selling poop too. You wouldn't know it though because you can't read GEET. Yet if white people sell unpasteurized milk to other white folks, that's a crime. But the joke's on the Indians. They could just go down to Max's manure and get enough to roll around for in life. And it would be a lot cheaper. Number 9, guys used to look at boobs and butts to make sure women were women. But today they have to look for Adam's apples. Joke's on them though, because trans women get their Adam's apples shaved down in addition to Brazilian butt lifts and fake chesticles. Trans women probably hope that guys give up on real feminine biological women and get frustrated enough to start dating them instead. I'd say check the hands, but some men have small hands too. The only way to be sure is to see the trouser snake or the remnants of one. Moving on, the room is legendary. Bill gets casually asked about his sex life and says, not so good since Jeffrey Epstein is gone. And I bet there's a replacement flying girls out to their house as we speak. He probably orders escorts as if they were pepperoni pizzas. What's pathetic is being a man who's almost 80 and still obsessed with sex. You'd think his time was more valuable than that. I have Epstein fatigue. Number 11, here's the difference between fantasy and reality. I don't see how either version is attractive. Why are people obsessed with this Junior Lane whale and her resting bitch face? I saw women like that near the trailer park while driving through Alabama down to Florida. kind of like this, although she looks more like the Amish women in Ontario, except they cover their head with a bonnet and wear black tops to match the black skirts. Up next, this is the reason young people don't want to start a family anymore. Of course, because family usually comes after stability. Today, the only way to get stability is after luck. I've enjoyed YouTube and crypto money, and if I didn't have those, I never would have known any stability. People aren't avoiding having a family. They're trying to avoid debt, rent hikes, and fragile jobs. And the only thing wrong with this is that their body weights should be switched. Number 13, they say that love is blind. But in John Lennon's case, love is both blind and deaf. I still remember when Bill Burr mentioned how Loco Yoko made Chuck Berry's eyes bulge out of his head when Yoko started screaming out like a banshee during one of their performances. He should have done what Paul McCartney did with Linda McCartney. He just handed her a mic, turned it off during their performances. Just looking at this picture hurts my ears. Moving on, is the internet finally dying as Ireland hosts the world's largest matchmaking festival? I don't think it's just the apps that are dying, but also dating in general is going the way of the dodo bird. Of course, the dating apps are dying. Average men have figured out that women are sleeping with only the top 1 to 5% of men out there. So why even bother? Unfortunately, peer-to-peer matchmaking is dead because people don't even have any friends anymore. Number 15, they say that you need to work hard because a man with no money is only loved by his mother. This is a lie because hard work doesn't guarantee money anymore. Also, if a man doesn't earn enough these days, even his parents lose respect for him. I used to be a fan of working hard, but increasingly I'm working smart and making way more. Actually, that's a lie. I let others do the work for me and I just figured a way to borrow the best ideas from them. Up next, here's the difference between how normal people see Canada geese versus how Canadians see them. These bastards poop all over golf courses and parks, and if you go near them in the spring, when they lay their eggs, mostly in Canada, they will attack you. Just look at all the videos of Canada geese attacking people on YouTube. Those things are vicious and they honk at you while doing so. Swans leave humans alone, but they also chase those bastards away. Canadians call it the cobra chicken. They poop on the grass like this and it looks like the Indians in Canada might give them a run for their money. Number 17, check out this brown noser. Literally. As he got a new job and already has a raise. Looks like he definitely got a raise out of his boss, if you know what I mean. He also looks like he's smiling a bit too hard. He probably just did it for the love of the game. He probably figures that women do this all the time, so he thought, why not try it himself? This gentleman is the power of being a woman or a white twink. Moving on, people freak out as his father carries a dog to shield it from the hot pavements while not carrying the child. People are idiots and drama queens. That kid has shoes, but the dog doesn't. If he picked up the kid, then PETA would come after him for animal cruelty. When I had a dog, the hardest part was putting those little dog shoes on so that it could go outside and the salt wouldn't weed away at its pads at the bottom of its feet. Number 19, some people seem to think that a real marriage isn't a Disney in front of Space Mountain, but that it only happens in a church. As far as I'm concerned, a real marriage is wherever the government signs a man into slavery. The marriage certificate gets signed either way, and the future divorce grave gets queued up. In 50 years, when we are using artificial wombs to reproduce and falling in love with robots, this will all seem antiquated. Up next, and speaking of divorce grape, imagine if the tables were turned and women were the ones being forced to pay men a fortune after they married us and had sex with us. Also, if modern women had to pay men for all the sex they're having with us these days, then they would all be broke. Whenever a female celebrity has to pay alimony, it makes front page news. But when a male one has to do it, no one cares. Number 21, here's what it's like when you're the fifth when you drop off or pick up your girlfriend from girls' night outs. Maybe I'm wrong and the fifth one is also a woman, but she's just on a diet. Here's another example of the same thing. Women can't keep their mouths shut unless you ask them to give you fellatio, of course. Women generally need to talk to get their frustrations out, the way that many men need to play video games to do the same. Moving on, here's a group of women who are now an endangered species, the redheads. And here they are at a festival held annually in Ireland and the Netherlands. I wouldn't be surprised if they canceled this in Ireland because it's not inclusive enough for the migrants. Here I fixed it. Doesn't that just look so much better? If Ireland doesn't pull itself together soon, all these women will be wearing hijabs. I once dated a redhead and she was crazy and horny. A deadly combination. Number 23, in Japan, scientists have created an MRI machine that can record your dreams and reconstruct them while you wake up. Soon we'll all have proof of precognitive dreaming. For me, those get triggered through extreme trauma or extreme joy about the future. Lo and behold, Jeffrey Epstein figured out that trauma activates extrasensory perception. Maybe this is fake news, but the Epstein bit isn't. Up next, the condo prices look like they've been cut by more than half. The decline is real due to unaffordability because of skyrocketing insurance, surging inventory, and people being unable to afford them. In Fort Walton Beach in Florida, as well as Dustin, they're now down 32% alone in just 2025. Daytona Beach is also down 32% year over year. It's just starting, folks. Number 25 on the last one endings off on a low note. 10 men in France were charged with doing naughty things to a 5-year-old boy. I'll give you 3 guesses what ethnicity those men were. You probably only need 1 to figure it out. But 3 is fair because they might be African, Arab, or some form of G-toid. Or what I'd like to call the Golden Triangle. Whatever they are, they don't belong in France. No wonder France is going after X right now. They want this kept hush-hush on the low down. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and subscribe to our links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.